This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Y'all, I think we've hit an all-time low when it comes to dating apps. You can decide, though, with this singles table today.
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. Now, with Kramer.
Mix 1065.
Still out here at the singles table, just keeping it warm. And we saved you a seat today, too. And luckily, it's just Charlotte and I, the two singlest people on the show.
We're so single.
Jess is out today, so we have no one of relationship status to be here. It's just old Charlotte and I. Singles table. Listen, I've been single now. I can't even count that high. Very long time. And Charlotte's also single, our producer. And so when there's stuff going on in the single world, I'll be the one bring it to you. Y'all, Tinder's testing a feature right now to add a height filter to your searches. They're trying to, this is quote, help people connect more intentionally. So now you can screen your potential matches based on how tall they are. And this is only for people that are willing to pay for the service, though, which I find kind of interesting.
If you're paying for Tinder, it's already over.
No,
it's a moot point.
Like, I guess if you pay for the other ones, it's like not as crazy. But if you're paying for Tinder, bro, that's wild.
Yeah, because if you're on Hinge or Bumble, I'm like, okay, maybe you really want to prioritize finding a relationship. But like, if you're paying for Tinder, it's like you're cooked.
So that's what they're considering. They're testing it with some of their users right now. Obviously, there are some people, specifically gentlemen, that are a little upset. There's someone that says, justice for all of us short kings right now. How do we feel about their height filters on dating apps? We're getting further and further and further away from the point, y'all. Like, have we just hit the all-time shallow low at this point?
We might have.
Like, you guys are so worried about not being able to find your matches, but like, now you want to add another stipulation in here? Oh, no. Now he must be 6'5". He doesn't have to be 6'5". He has to be 6'3 to 6'5 and make six figures.
Because I definitely get, like, filtering by, like, lifestyle choices. Like, if you're sober and you want someone that's also sober,
sure.
Like, that's
important.
Makes so
if
much
you're Christian
sense,
and you want a Christian.
Yes.
Okay. If you're kids, you have kids and you want a dad.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. But, like, y'all.
But when we get to, like, this,
like,
area,
so niche.
It feels a little, like, icky, I think.
But, like, okay, but Charlotte, you've talked about the Uncensored podcast. You really have a very strong passion to wanting somebody at least taller than you. So,
no,
like,
I said at least my height.
Right.
I'm cool with my height.
Your height or taller. So, like, would you not want a feature like this then? So where you could just go ahead and easily weed out exactly what you're looking for then?
I probably wouldn't use it because I've also made so many friends from dating apps. And
well,
like,
we're not looking for friends on here. That's not what we're here for.
I mean... If I wanted to be really intentional, I guess I could do like 5'8 and taller, but I don't know. I don't know. Like you're saying though, it just feels icky. Like I'm going to be judgmental and swipe left on guys that are shorter than me, but like, I don't know. It feels different.
So wait, you have no problem. If a guy lists his height as 5'5", you have no problem swiping right. But you say personally, you feel icky going in there and actually setting your setting.
Yeah, because then it's like, you don't even deserve to exist in my vision, in my periphery. Like that just feels so mean. Because like,
That's wild, bro.
If people tried to do that by like weight or something, like that would be gross.
So that's my point. Okay, so let's
Although
imagine.
Although I don't think that's a one-to-one comparison.
I don't see why it's any different.
Because
I don't see why weight's any different.
People carry their weight so differently.
But like, what's the difference? People carry their height. Well, I guess not really.
But exactly. Like what's height different? Is height.
Imagine, let's say I had a preference of I only wanted to date women that weighed 200 pounds. Like,
well,
why?
Like, you don't know what that looks like. Like, on a 5'5 girl, that's going to be so different than a 5'10 girl.
But let's just say I had a preference of women that weighed 200 pounds. Like, why would that be any different to have a setting that said, okay, I only want a woman that's 200 pounds then? I would say there's no difference. Like, that's my preference. Why not have a setting that has that?
Disagree. I think both are bad. I think we can agree there. I think both sounds bad.
Listen, here's the point, y'all. Can we just stop being so shallow?
Let's all just be a little bit nicer.
Can we just be nicer on the dating apps and give more people chances? If y'all are so worried, and listen, I know. Listen, I'm not sitting here. Listen, I've been in the singles table too long. I'm not the person that should be giving advice on how to get out of the singles table. Mm. I get it, okay? But like, if we're filtering even more and more, and we're setting our settings even higher, if you're looking for a partner, I think it's only going to make things worse.
That's fair.
That's your singles table, okay?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.